AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. He calls it one of the greatest challenges facing our country. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is talking about illegal immigration, telling a crowd in Phoenix he again intends to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico if elected, and says government has to change to deal with the problem.
It serves the needs of wealthy donors, political activists, and powerful, powerful politicians.
Trump's speech follows a visit to Mexico City to visit President Enrique Peña Nieto, who said through an interpreter,
"Your presence here, Mr. Trump, shows a fundamental coincidence. Our countries are very important for each other."
Hillary Clinton says she believes in American exceptionalism, while Donald Trump scorns it.
Speaking to the American Legion in Cincinnati, Clinton quoted two Republicans.
"I believe we are still Lincoln's last, best hope of Earth. We're still Reagan's shining city on a hill."
But she said Trump thinks American exceptionalism's insulting to the rest of the world and told Vladimir Putin that. At the same time, he's hectored U.S. allies, including those fighting the Islamic State.
"You don't build a coalition by insulting our friends or acting like a loose cannon."
Clinton says veterans especially know this kind of behavior is not just wrong, it's dangerous. Mark Smith, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center says communities along the eastern edge of Tropical Storm Hermine along the Florida Gulf Coast could face the worst conditions early Friday.
Significant winds extend well to the east of the center, and that's also going to push a lot of water up into Apalachee Bay, the Florida Big Bend area there. And because the coastline is curved, that water has no place to go but up, unfortunately. And that means upward, and we may see 4 to 6 feet.
Hurricane specialist Stacy Stewart. This is AP Radio News. The flight left Fort Lauderdale to great fanfare and arrived in Santa Clara, Cuba to cheers. JetBlue Flight 387 was the first commercial flight between the U.S. and Cuba in more than a half century. It's the first in reestablishing regular air service, which was severed at the height of the Cold War.
"Today is another historic day, and we have been saying that phrase for many times during the last month."
Jose Cabanas, the Cuban ambassador to the U.S. Tears streamed down the face of Leah Paskey when she saw the photo of Florida State University wide receiver Travis Rudolph sharing a cafeteria table with her autistic sixth grader son during a visit to his Tallahassee school.
"I was crying just because the picture actually speaks way more than 1,000 words. You can see in the picture how far away the rest of the students are, but you can genuinely see how engaged Travis is with Bo."
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.